Hey everyone, it's Angel here. Today's topic is going to be about family and how special every individual in your family really is. A lot of the time we take our family for granted. You just have to really embrace and really, understand that we're not all the same, and every sibling or parent is going to be different. We're not all going to be the same. Obviously, we're going to have some characteristics just like them, but the majority of the time, we're not going to be the same, so you can't really expect a lot from them. So, from the first time, you're 1 year old, everyone's coming to your party. To the time, you get older, everyone's still supporting you. That's the time that you cherish. Those are the people that are there for you. Your friends, your family, everyone that just comes so close to really support you in all your goals and your dreams. That's family. Family can be described in many ways. It can be your sports family. You can have a job. That can be your family, like all your employees. Your boss, that can be your family too. There's a lot of things that can be your family. You can have pets that can be included in your family. Every little thing, man. I mean, you can name it on here. I can make a big old list about everything about having a family. But in reality, it's like, how do you really describe a family? Are you the ones that have dinner with each other every single day, say grace? Are you just a family that just kind of, you're just there, take it sort of for granted? You don't really embrace the things what a family is really about. You just have to really, say you love them. Just go out there every once in a while. I know it's tough sometimes to say you love someone, but it's your family, man. You gotta do it. Just say it. At the end of the day, we're all gonna be dug up, 30 feet underground or whatnot. But you just gotta be grateful that you have a family. Just say it. Say you love them. Say you're happy to be with them every single day. Because as a college athlete, you get separated from your family because you have to go to college. So for me, it was a tough transition because I'd say I was somewhat spoiled by my family, by my parents. Just having my brothers and sisters around me, that was pretty cool. So, when I left, it was a big transition for me. I was kind of felt like I was alone because everybody's just on their own. You don't really have somebody in the beginning to, you can just talk to about anything. That's called building a relationship with somebody, So you just gotta, for me, it was just pretty tough. The first couple months, I was kind of devastated. I was sad in a way that I didn't really know how to explain it. I always called my parents every once in a, I pretty much called them every day. Just give them an update or send them a text when I was busy, an update of what was going on. So it was pretty cool, But then I came back for the holidays, and it was like, wow, it's like you had everything given to you, And then you kind of smile, and you kind of look back at all the stuff you had compared to going to college, So I mean, stuff like that, you just can never take things for granted. Embrace the ones you love. Your grandparents, man, they love you, so you got to support them too. Just go visit them. Go talk to them for a little bit. They love it, trust me. Just being with them, even if you don't really say much, when you're actually physically there, it means something to them. You want to be there. You just want to talk to them, just embrace it, honestly, man. I mean, I just enjoy being around my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, my cousins. It's fun. It's family. It's something that you're gonna have for the rest of your life. They're gonna be there with you. They're gonna be at your weddings, your parties, your sporting events, your new job, your new house. Maybe get your new house, housewarming and all that. So, it's all pretty cool. But, just enjoy life, enjoy your family. And I hope this message really got across to you. Thank you.